Here we are in Sauna Arla. So first thing, the clothes off. Next thing is to have a shower, and then you can go to sauna. So let's go to the sauna. Now it's really hot already.
These days, most of Finland's 2 million saunas are privately owned. But Sauna Arla dates back to a golden age for public saunas in the 1920s. We are being given a tour by the manager, 58-year-old Kimmo Helsito.
Of course, you don't stay there in the hot room too long time, maybe 5 to 10 minutes. But then you repeat it at least 3 times. I guess normal is like doing it like 5 times. So in, out, in, out, in, out, and so on. And if you have there some water, you go to the swim. So in the hot room here in the sauna, the more high you sit, the more hot it is. And all the Finns sit there in the highest bench, of course.
Kimmo's love affair with saunas began when he was put in charge of the sauna of a famous Helsinki squat house.
I have never been some kind of sauna crazy myself before, but then I kind of understood that sauna is much more than only a place where you wash yourself. You know, Finns, we are maybe a little bit silent and we don't talk too much, except in sauna. In sauna, everybody is talking with each other, even we don't know him or her beforehand.
There have been saunas in Finland for thousands of years. Their roots go deep. They have been a place of birth and death, healing and prayer, and they remain a big part of everyday life for Finns. A new celebration is complete without one.
Finnish parties, there is always a sauna. Always we have in midsummer or in Easter time. But Christmas sauna is, I think that's the most special. It's part of old tradition.
There is a special name for saunas taken around Christmas.
In Finnish we say joulu sauna.
On Christmas Eve, after a message of peace is given to the country by TV, Finns go to have their joulu sauna.
Normally, here in Finland at least, people go to sauna in evening time. But in Christmas time, we do it at daytime. You could think that it's some kind of starting of the Christmas traditions. Sauna is for us Finns a little bit like a church. It's like a holy place for us.
It was once believed that after everyone had left the joulu sauna, the spirits of dead relatives would emerge and have their turn to wash. And then there are the sauna elves.
All the saunas have some elves there, of course. That's part of this old traditions, you know, before Christianity. I guess there were lots of all kinds of small creatures we had in the corners, and sauna elves we have still. Nowadays, at least here in Finland, there are some small doors we kind of make during the Christmas time for those elves. And I'm sure that some people give them also some good food.
The run-up to Christmas is the busiest time of year at Sauna Arla, with people coming with their friends to have a small party together or taking the chance to relax at a hectic time of year. First through the door today was Tuti.
I am a new mother and this is my baby-free time, so I will be enjoying the sauna. And sauna in my Christmas celebrations is very important. Normally I go to celebrate the Christmas to my mother's place, and there my mother has her own sauna. And normally we go to this sauna around 2 p.m. After we have had some Christmas porridge during the noon, there will be this Christmas tradition on TV that the Christmas peace will be celebrated in Finland. So after that, there can not be any shouting or screaming or fighting. And then the Christmas sound.
In Sauna Arla, the joulu sauna on Christmas Eve will be a bit more of a party.
I'm sure that, again, this Christmas here to Sauna Arla will come like small kids with their parents and the grandparents and maybe even grand-grandparents. Then we have some glögi, you know, like hot wine. And then, of course, some candies to the people, and people give to us who are working in sauna presents and having this glögi drink.
Now, this is a Christmas tradition that I could definitely get used to. Kerry McElroy, DW.